This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Psalm 22, What's Happening? David wonders in this psalm if God has abandoned him. God isn't responding to his prayers. While God has been delighted to respond and rescue to David's ancestors, the same treatment doesn't seem to apply to him. David's enemies take advantage of God's silence and mock him. They sarcastically imply that his suffering is proof that God must not love him as he once did. It's not as if David's perception of his enemies is blown out of proportion. They're vicious predators. David is surrounded. He feels as if his body will collapse under the stress, not to mention the physical harm David's enemies enjoy inflicting. Desperate, David calls out for deliverance. In that same moment of desperation, David invites all of Israel to praise God. This praise is not for God's seeming inaction, but because of his past faithful action on their behalf. God is not the type of God to abandon the afflicted and the victimized. Just as God heard the cries of his people in Egypt, delivered them from slavery, and provided them food in the wilderness, David is confident God will move towards the afflicted again and feed them. Both the poor and the rich will bow before the God who sustains their life, and all future generations will proclaim the faithfulness of the God who delivers and saves forever. Where is the gospel? This song of lament is used 24 times in the New Testament as a way to interpret and explain Jesus' death and crucifixion. Some of Jesus' last words on the cross are taken from the first verse of this psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The sarcastic jabs David received are repeated in the mouths of the Pharisees and Romans toward Jesus. Stripped and left naked in a game of chance, Jesus could easily count all of his bones. As Jesus' cross was raised and then dropped into a hole, many of his bones would have been dislocated. Both David and Jesus model for us how to pray while we're suffering. We shouldn't use religious words when brutal ones are more true. We should express the depth of our pain to God. And like both David and Jesus, we should pray in hope that God will deliver. When we look at the ways we've suffered, it's easy to think God has abandoned us. But that's not true. On the cross, Jesus inhabited the forsakenness we so often experience. And not simply to sympathize with us, but to demonstrate that anyone who trusts in him will never be abandoned. Jesus rose from the dead. While it looked like God had left Jesus to die, God would not allow his precious son to be abandoned to the grave. And the same goes for you. Jesus promises to satisfy your afflicted soul with eternal food. He will not abandon to the grave those he has made his family. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we know life will win over our suffering and death. In the same way David hoped, we will get to sing of that deliverance forever. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who hears our cries, and may you see Jesus as the one who delivers us from our suffering.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.